Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Casa Connection podcast. We hope you've been enjoying the content as of late. We've had some really great discussions, and we have another great discussion coming your way this week. I am Jeff Warren, and we are not joined by Tracy Heisler, our executive director, but rather joined by one of our amazing CASA volunteers, one of our advocates, somebody who's really making a difference with regard to their case. We have Laura P. with us right now. Laura, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on the CASA Connection podcast.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm happy to help out.
It was great to get an email from one of our case supervisors, the individual that oversees the court reports that you write and the work that you do and your volunteerism here. And she said, you know, Jeff, I think it'd be great if you were to interview Laura for the CASA Connection podcast because of your story. And I will say this too, and by no means, I hope you don't take any offense, but it's like, it's not necessarily the most unique type of story that you have. A lot of individuals in our community come to our CASA program and say they want to make a difference in the lives of foster youth. But with your case, what is very unique is we went through some recent trainings. And that's what we really wanted to highlight here, too. Your story, what brought you here to become a CASA volunteer, as well as what we called the collective impact road test that we wanted to, or that we did embark on here within our CASA program, and how that relates to, you know, just making things better for the CASA initiative here in New Jersey. So with that being said, I guess, you know, let's just start off by talking about really how you got here, Laura. I mean, what made you want to become a CASA volunteer and to, you know, go through the training and get to where you are today?
Okay. Well, I was a special education teacher for 35 years.
Oh, that's awesome. My wife was for seven.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you know full well.
She's an elementary school counselor right now. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. No. Yeah. So
it was
special ed.
A wonderful career.
Yes.
And I retired and I started taking care of my grandchildren. And while I love that and I truly feel blessed to do it, I felt like I still wasn't quite ready to come to an abrupt halt.
Right.
Like I still wanted to participate in helping the life of a child.
Yes, you wanted to provide a child something else, what you had learned over so many years, be able to give that back.
Right.
Yes.
So in the beginning, you know, I started looking for some volunteer work to do. Started off by working with the American Red Cross. And while I found that intense and very satisfying, it wasn't quite what I was looking for.
You need a little something else.
Yeah, I wanted something similar to what I did as a teacher.
Yeah.
And so I did a little research online. I talked to some friends and I found CASA.
Yeah.
And I looked into it a little bit deeper and I said, you know what? This might check off all the boxes. This might be what I'm looking forward to doing.
Thus far, has it checked off a decent amount of those boxes?
You know what? It certainly has. It really, really has.
Well, I mean, I was wondering what you thought of the training as well. We have had some CASA volunteers like yourself on the CASA Connection podcast previous to our discussion here. And everybody has said it was pretty intense training, actually.
Sure
you know,
was.
They weren't necessarily 100% aware of various issues that face foster youth in the community and those who've been displaced and removed from their homes. So what did you think of the training overall? Those 30 hours that you had to put in over the course of, I think, 10 sessions it is.
So, you know what? It was very thorough.
Okay.
I have to say that it covered so many topics.
Yeah.
And the only thing was, unfortunately, due to COVID, it was all over Zoom.
Yeah.
And but even despite that, I thought it was a really thorough and complete training. Like I said, so many topics, so many wonderful resources were provided. All the manuals that we could refer to.
Yep.
We had video. I just thought it was a great training.
Was there anything
particular? But it was overwhelming.
It was first hired here in January 2018 as the Director of Community Outreach, I went through the 30 hours of training as well. And after I got done, it was like, my gosh.
Right.
It really was overwhelming in a lot of ways. Not overwhelming where it was negative at all in terms of oh my gosh, I'm scared of this, or I have trepidation about this. It was overwhelming in that these children are removed from their home by no decision that they have made on their own, yet they are adversely impacted, mm-hmm. traumatized by the removal and what happens from there. And there's so many different branches right. of that trauma mm-hmm. that ensue. And I think that for me was probably the most impactful and overwhelming type of feeling. I don't know what was for right. you what that overwhelming feeling in a positive way.
Very similar yeah. to what you said. It's just the awesome responsibility that you get as a CASA volunteer.
It's a great phrase.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I've had two wonderful supervisors who helped me to understand that it's a learning process. You know, like you receive this training, but yet they don't leave you alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you go out there and you're kind of like extremely nervous mm-hmm. because you don't want to do the wrong thing.
Right. You don't want to write something in that court report right. that might be incorrect.
Right. Yeah. Right. So many different things. Yeah. You know, you don't want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. But the volunteers have been wonderful and very supportive and never leave you alone. So.
Well, we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Glad it's been a great experience right. for you thus far.
Right.
But I also wanted to bring you on the CASA Connection podcast mm-hmm. here, Laura, because you recently went through, as did a lot of us, something here that we called the Collective Impact Road Test. And basically what that entailed was folks from the CASA staff getting together, volunteers, peer coordinators, individuals to really talk about and discuss going through surveys, a lot of surveys,
yes,
about what works, what doesn't, how we can get better in the grand scheme of things. And from my understanding is you felt that that was pretty beneficial.
I absolutely did. Marnie, my supervisor, reached out and said, would you be willing to help? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we met over three periods, and I had to fill out a survey prior to each meeting with her. And the survey, I thought, was very comprehensive. It was short. It was only 2 pages.
Yep.
But it covered a lot of topics. And when you fill it out, you get to see yourself almost in a different light.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, some of these things I think I'm pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
And some things I wouldn't say I'm weak, but I need a lot to learn a lot more
right.
about that topic. So
no, keep going. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, you know, I filled out the survey and, you know, Marnie contacted me, we met. And so she basically said, so what did you think, you know, is there one area that you would like to discuss more than others? And for sure, that's what happened when I filled out the survey. There was an area that I felt incredibly not weak, but I really needed to learn a lot more mm-hmm. about. And that was pretty much understanding the resources that are available out there when you are trying to advocate for your child.
Because there are a lot of resources, it's just that a lot of individuals, myself included, don't mm-hmm. always know what those resources are. Of course, we have on our CASASHAW.org website, we have a resource page there, but it's not every single resource. You know, we mm-hmm. have some of the basics. We have, of course, we have this podcast where people can check out previous episodes. We have our family video series. We have other various videos, as well as, you know, where people can get housing, where people can get help with their heating bills, things like that, like right. those type of resources. Mm-hmm. But with what you were specifically looking for, you were able to have that impact
yes.
as part of the collective impact.
Yes.
And first off, it must have felt great to be able to contribute
did.
In that way. But inevitably, you were able to understand the resource process a little bit more as it pertains to the work we
right.
do here. Can you talk a little bit
sure,
about that?
Sure, sure. So Marnie and I were having a discussion, and she was trying to help me understand where to go
yeah.
to find resources. And so, of course, you know, I did my due diligence. I wrote them down. So it would almost be like a little homework assignment. Like, look at these different websites. Go here, look at this. And I did.
Yeah.
And I'll just start off by saying that the child that I'm advocating for, well, she's a young lady, she's 18 years old, happens to be a wonderful artist. And she was very interested in starting up her own little business where she would design t-shirts and sweatshirts. And nobody seemed to be able to help her with that. So in talking to Marnie, she says, well, why don't you look and see what you can find? Do some research. And so I did. I happened to go on a CASA Cafe, one of the recordings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was called Umbrella. And it was an organization that advocates for foster children. And in watching that, I found out that there was monies available. a Dreamers and Believers program, it was called, and it's $750 that could be provided.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, maybe I will send him an email and just see.
Happens. Yeah. Because it doesn't hurt, right?
Well, that's what I figure. I'll give it a try.
Right.
So I emailed him, I explained the situation and asked, you know, what do you think? And he said, and he got back to me right away, which was like so wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it was like immediately, not immediate, but right that day.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I have the name of two people that you should contact. And if you're not comfortable contacting them, I will contact them for you.
Wow.
And so I went back to, I happened to meet with the person that I'm advocating for and explain the situation. And she was so happy.
Oh my gosh.
You know, even though she's still trying to start working like a regular job because she finally completed her certification for school, she's not quite ready now. But I told her, when you're ready, you know, we will start this and see if we can get the funding for you so you can start your business.
That's incredible.
And this would not have happened.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and Marnie also helped me to understand that, you know, it's okay to take the initiative, because I was always very concerned that, well, that's probably somebody else's job.
Or you're overstepping.
I am stepping on people's toes. Yeah. I do not want to do that. You know,
that's a little bit of that trepidation coming in.
Absolutely.
You know?
And, you know, lacking that confidence. And she really helped me to understand that it's okay. You know, you're a member of a team.
Yep.
You're a team player. And, you know, what's wrong with researching something, sharing it with the team, and oops, if I did something that upset somebody, well, now I know, but at least I could give it a try to try to help.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, too, Laura, it didn't just help with regard to your case. Now the case supervisors here in this Casa Shaw office know and understand that as well, that that program is there.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking, in case 3 years from now, 5 years from now, there is something similar and similar questions that are asked, where can we go? Oh, I remember Laura P. She specifically had this case. Let's go back and see.
Right.
It's amazing how this works and the sharing of resources and knowledge and how it can be beneficial, not just with regard to one case, but perhaps many in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought the whole process really helped me in that regard.
Wow.
I mean, 100%. I was very happy to do it.
I think it's a great, great story. And it's, at the end of the day, of course, we love highlighting the good stories. And we also like to talk about those stories that might not be all that wonderful, too, as a way to teach.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's what it was about. It was about teaching. It was about you learning. You inevitably are teaching folks right now who are listening to this podcast about taking that initiative, taking that next step. It's okay to feel uncomfortable sometimes, to get outside that comfort zone, to think outside the box as well. Take that step because it really could make a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess as we kind of finish up our conversation here, Laura, I was wondering, and it's a very general question too, but it's something we'd like to really hear from our CASA volunteers and advocates, is what really has been the most satisfying aspect of being a CASA volunteer from the time that you made that decision to say, I'm going to go into the training.
Right.
I want to give this a try to where we're at right now here in mid-February 2024. Mm-hmm. What's been the most satisfying part of it for you?
Well, I guess I should say that it kind of made me feel so good to be a part of a team again.
Yeah.
A team of people who really care about a certain child.
Yeah.
And are doing everything they can to help that child. And forming relationships with people of the team.
Yeah.
And so I would say for me, that has been so satisfying.
I have to say, you were fantastic here on the CASA Connection podcast. You really were. I'd love to do some more work with you in the future.
Well, thank
you. Whether it's a video or doing something else here, really, because at the end of the day, you've made a difference. You've made a significant difference, quite frankly, in your case and to all of those here in this office. So again,
thank
Laura, thank you so very much for taking the time to jump on the podcast with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Remember to follow us on social media websites. We are on Instagram at @CASA_Shaw. You can also head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CASA Shaw. And as I mentioned earlier in our discussion, our website, CASAShaw.org. We've got resources there. It's a great website. Yes, I'm biased, but it's a great website for sure. And with that being said, stay tuned for our next CASA Connection podcast. Within the next couple of weeks, we've got some great content coming your way. Take care, folks, and we will catch you next time.